T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On a lot of this, you know what, Tom Moore, Rio, when it comes to people who tell it straight, is there a guy covered a team in our town better than Tom Moore?
Tom is terrific. I've been doing it a long
Courier
time.
And he's on a line with us right now. Tom, how are you today?
Thanks a lot. I don't know how I can live up to that billing. Maybe I better go now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Tom, it can't be easy covering this team because the people running it are evil. And the latest evidence of this was the so what do they call it, Rio? What's the Club 20? It's Club 76.
Club 76.
Tom, now they want you to pay money to be on the season ticket waiting list. I got to get your thoughts on that decision.
Yeah, I know some people weren't real happy with the third and, you know, fourth year, if you will, of tanking, and that the ticket prices weren't dropped and things like that. And now it's kind of going the other way pretty quickly, and I understand why people are not real happy about that, especially the ones that sort of hung in there.
Yep.
During the, you know, 19, 18, and 10 win years, some pretty lean time. So I do understand why people are not happy.
Well, I'm trying to understand the psychology of the people making these decisions, because a decision like that may work on a business, you know, in a business plan, Tom, but it's so cold toward the fans that have hung in there. Did the fans not matter to these people?
Well, I mean, I think it's sort of like the now there's reason, you know, sort of now they can charge and be more aggressive in that respect because people are excited. So it looks like, you know, they're kind of jumping on pretty quickly in that way. And yes, if I were a season ticket holder that went to 41 games when the team had the second worst record in the league, in league history 2 years ago, and I hung in there and I hung in there, and now, you know, given what the situation is, yeah, I understand why people wouldn't be thrilled.
Tom, Mark Fawzett has been so obsessed with this story that he's been calling sports organizations, franchises in all sports, to find one that charges you beyond the list and then does not apply the money you put to be on there toward the actual season ticket price when it comes, when you finally get offered it. The only one we can find is the Sixers. They're the only ones who are pocketing the money themselves. And you cover them every day. These are the same people that wouldn't acknowledge the name of the building because they weren't advertising on them when it was Wells Fargo Center. Tom, I'm trying to know more about who the people are. See, I got to root for this team, and it's real hard to do when the people running it have this kind of attitude. So I need you to help me to understand Josh Harris, Scott O'Neill, and those guys, and why they think that way.
Yeah, I really don't know. And you're right, Angelo. At least if there's a waiting list, and then when you get season tickets, the money that you put in there goes toward your first 10-game plan or 20-game plan or full season package or whatever. That's understandable. But to ask to essentially pay like a seat license is essentially what
without
it would
a seat,
right?
Right,
by the way,
with no guarantee of a seat.
Yeah, that's the,
we
that,
did.
That's
I hate to hate to be grilling you. We invited the Sixers to come on, and the Sixers.
I did. I did get an email back. I'm going to speak to them about it. They no one was going to be made available today, but we're having a conversation about.
Oh, that should be charming. That should be a real thrill for you, Tom. Let's get on to what's going on with the team. Markelle Fultz. It looks now like he's going to be okay. When you saw that, did you think right away, here we go again?
Well, I mean, I guess it's hard not to, given the past and given Simmons' injury in the final scrimmage of training camp last year on September 30th, et cetera. But having played some basketball in the past, I know when you go down and immediately the ankle hurts like crazy, and the next day it could be no big deal at all, or the next day could be the size of Texas. Like, it's really hard to tell initially because there's so much pain. So people were going nuts on Twitter, and I said, you know, maybe it's just a sprain. Not obviously not knowing, I'm not like, I have no idea, but understanding that that could be a possibility. So given the fact that he just missed three summer league games, and now there's really nothing until camp starts on September 26th, other than some intra-squad scrimmages and workouts, it's not that big of a deal. I think at least you saw what he can do, and you saw, a sense of where he is and where he needs to go.
Well, that was my next question. What were your impressions when you did get to see him for a couple of games before the injury?
Yeah, I was very impressed, especially with the first game against the Celtics, Angelo, because it's his NBA debut, one, and number two, it's against a team that could have drafted him, but traded down to get the third pick for Tatum and another pick, and he didn't come out and play 100 miles an hour and try to force things and have 11 turnovers. I was impressed that at 19 that he was sort of relatively under control and so on. I mean, he's very raw. Defensively, he really needs to watch. He tends to look at the ball, and the next thing you know, he's getting picked and his guy's getting a layup, or, you know, he loses his guy and his guy gets to an open spot. But, I mean, he's very young. It's not going to be a straight line, to greatness. It's going to be, some ups and downs, and you have to expect that with him and with Simmons.
You know what's amazing, Tom? And I was watching him. He's a really good shooter, which we haven't seen that much of in recent times. And they also have this kid, the Turkish kid,
Korkmaz.
I can't spell it, but he's supposed to be a deadly shooter. And they just got Redick. Tom, all of a sudden, they've got range now for the first time. I mean, you got to go back a ways to find that many good shooters on the Sixers, don't you?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think with Embiid and with Simmons, you really need that, because if you didn't add J.J. Redick over the last 3 years has the second best three-point percentage in the NBA. The only one better is former Sixer Kyle Korver. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, and it's just a couple of percentage points. It's like 44.9, 44.6.
Man.
So, he's ahead of Steph Curry. He's ahead of Klay Thompson. He's ahead of, some pretty elite three-point shooters. So, and I think that'll just make spacing better. It'll make everyone else's lives easier, because let's face it, Ben Simmons, you don't know how he's going to shoot the ball. That's an unknown. So having somebody on the court, and I expect Redick to start, at the two guard, and I think he will really help with the spacing and preventing teams from double teaming Embiid every time he touches the ball, and so on.
Hey Tom, I'm curious if you're maybe like me, or a lot of you, the people I know who tweet at you all the time. I am so interested in what Lonzo Ball does every time he's on the court, and I know it's because of his father and how nutty he is, but the two triple double, like, he's a guy I'm always going to have the side eye on in addition to the Sixers. Do you find yourself doing that just because of all the hoopla around him?
Yeah, no, I think for a number of reasons, and Bob Cooney wrote a piece today in the paper, and I agree, there are some similarities in terms of the way they play and their vision and the way they get guys involved with him and Ben Simmons. Simmons obviously is taller, but I think they have the similar way. They're always looking. If you get open, they get you the ball. And I think I almost feel bad for Lonzo Ball, because, his dad's kind of writing checks that, he doesn't know if he can cash, and he's got sort of no say in the matter. He's really raised the bar. If he comes in and does not play really well and the Lakers don't do well, he's going to look bad, really, through no fault of his own. So I actually have a little bit of sympathy for Ball, just because he didn't create this. It was his dad.
Now, Tom, I only have one other question, and I'm already positive you can't answer it, but I have to ask it anyway.
There's at least one every time.
Well, Tommy, this excitement that caused all these season tickets to be sold, and all this hype before the Sixers even get going on September 26th, is based on Embiid and how he's been able to win over people with Twitter and how the personality and what he did when he was on the court. Tom, I'm just asking you to pull a number out of the air. How many games do you think he plays this season?
Yeah, that's a really, really tough one.
Isn't that the biggest question of all, how often he'll be able to play?
I don't think there's any question, Angelo. If he plays, 55, 60 games, that's way different than if he plays 30 or 35 games in terms of playoff possibilities, success, development for the whole group. It's really, really hard. I'm going to say 53 games.
And I 53. Yeah, that's around
somewhat
right.
Optimistic, but it's really hard. It's really hard to say at this point.
Do you think they're going to? There aren't going to be as many back-to-backs. Do you think there will still be limits on that stuff, Tom? And do you think there'll still be limits on minutes?
My guess is to start the season there will be, Angelo. Yeah. I would assume it's just precautionary. But my sense is, other than letting them play in that game, nationally televised game against Houston last year on January 27th, they've taken a very, very cautious and careful approach here. So if they're going to air, they're going to air that way, as opposed to saying, let's just throw him out there for 35 minutes and no restrictions. He can play in back-to-backs or whatever.
It's going to be one hell of a story this fall. It's going to be great. And you're going to want to read it with Bucks County Courier Times of the great Tom Moore. Tom, always a pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.